Charlestown, Sunday morn. My dear girl, I received your favor yesterday. I am glad you've got yourself ready. If you find that you cannot easily get a pass for the boat, I would have you get a pass for yourself and children and effects. Send the most valuable first. I mean that you should send beds enough for yourself and children, my chest, your trunk with books, clothes, etc., to the ferry. Tell the ferryman they are mine. I will provide a house here where to put them, and will be here to receive them. After beds are come over, come with the children, except Paul. Pray order him by all means to keep at home, that he may help bring the things to the ferry. Tell him not to come till I send for him. You must hire somebody to help you. You may get Brother Thomas. Tell Isaac Clemens, if he is a mind to take care of the shop and maintain himself there, he may, or do as he is a mind. Put some sugar in a raisin cask, or some such thing, and necessaries as we shall want. Tell Betty, my mother, Mrs. Metcalf, if they think to stay, as we talked at first, tell them I will supply them with all the cash and other things in my power. But if they think to come away, I will do all in my power to provide for them. Perhaps before this week is out, there will be liberty for boats to go to Nottamy. Then we can take them all. If you send the things to the ferry, send enough to fill a cart, them that are the most wanted. Give Mrs. Metcalf their part of the money. I don't remember the sums, but perhaps they can. I want some linen and stockings very much. Tell Paul I expect he behave himself well and attend to my business, and not be out of the way. My kind love to our parents and our children, brothers and sisters, and all friends. My son, it is now in your power to be serviceable to me, your mother, and yourself. I will beg you will keep yourself at home or where your mother sends you. Don't you come away till I send you word. When you bring anything to the ferry, tell them it's mine and mark it with my name. Your loving father, P.R. Until that flood.